Have you ever even seen our budget?
There's an actual piece of paper that says budget on it.
You have no idea what I do here, do you?
Why do I need to know?
Okay, I'm going to explain it to you.
Oh, don't. No, you're going to kill the magic.
Okay, once every 2 weeks, I go into the hamper, I find your pants, and I dig out your paycheck.
You're welcome.
Deduct our fixed costs, and I figure out how much we have to service our debt. Now, whatever is left over is our discretionary fund, and from that I put away as much as possible for the kids' college growth and income plan. You understand?
You know, one of your eyes is bigger than the other one.
You can't even listen to me. You can't even hear about the budget.
You're making it so complicated.
But I'm making it complicated.
Yeah, you are. Why don't you just pay the bills? I didn't mean what I said. I didn't mean that. What I meant was it seems like it should be easier for you.
It's going to be a lot easier.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No. You're right. I'm making it way too complicated. Just pay the bills.
All right, I guess I'll have to show you how easy it can be then. You saw Daddy talking. He couldn't stop me. Health department.
That ain't funny right now.
Okay, couple of slices?
Yeah. Hi, how are you? Nothing.
Hey, Randall.
Hey, Andy. Thanks for coming, man.
No problem. I was in the mood for a little botulism.
Do me a favor, huh? I've been paying the bills for the last couple weeks. I got this from the electric company. Take a look at that.
They're turning off your service.
Yeah. Well, I don't get it. I mean, I paid all this stuff 6 weeks ago.
Can I ask you something? Why are you handling the checkbook? Did Deborah leave you?
Deborah, she's made such a big deal about paying the bill, so I'm trying to show that it doesn't have to be that complicated.
Well, no electricity is less complicated. You're like the Amish now.
All right, come on. You're good with numbers. Here. Take a look at this stuff. I paid all these bills. There's no reason they should be sending me mean letters.
Well, here's a reason. Your check bounced.
What?
Wow. You bounced many checks here. You bounced 14 checks and you were charged $300 in penalties. Excellent work.
What do you mean? I sent these checks myself.
Checks that didn't clear, Ray. You might as well have sent little pieces of toilet paper.
I make more than enough money.
Well, mazel tov to you. You're $3,000 overdrawn here. You didn't even open up your bank statement.
I trusted the bank.
You didn't reconcile your checkbook.
Huh?
You have to keep track, Ray! Give me this! What did you do here? Why'd you pay so much on your Visa card?
Because I'm not going to pay interest charges. You pay in full, no interest charges.
That is smart. No money left either. This. Deborah had everything in order.
Yeah, Deborah. All right. I'm sick of this money stuff. Just tell me what I have to do.
All right. First, you got to take last month's ending balance. Then you add the interest accrued on the account. Then you add all the checks that we know have cleared. And then you subtract that number from... Ray, what did I just say to you?
Accrued.
You had a little fun with Mommy's checkbook. Now it's time to give it back to her.
No, all right? I'm not giving it back to her, because then she's going to know that I couldn't do this.
Well, she may get an inkling when they cut up your power and tow away your house.
I don't get it. Look, how can it be this bad? It's only been 6 weeks.
That's what's so shocking. You need to put $3,000 in the bank, and you're going to have to tell Deborah about
this. No, I can't.
Ray, eventually she's going to see that checkbook.
You're right. I gotta do the smart thing.
Good.
I'll make a fake checkbook.
Like that shade?
Very nice.
This. Look at this. Toes. Just a little bit darker than the nails. That's what the woman said was in now.
Would you go to the beauty parlor?
Salon, Grandpa. Yes, and it was great.
What do they charge for that?
$20.
$20? That's like a buck a nail.
What is the big deal? I never do this.
I don't think this is a time to start doing things we never do. You know, I mean, we should barely be doing the things we've done. And maybe cut back a little on those.
I get it. Now that you're doing the checkbook, you're Mr. Responsible. You know, to tell you the truth, I'm surprised you could stay on top of that.
I'm on top of it. I'm fully reconciled. And accruing.
Great. Tell you the truth, I was a little afraid to ask.
You don't gotta be afraid. You wanna see the checkbook?
Yeah, okay.
I got no problem with that. Yeah, take a look. Everything balanced. Paid in full, except the Visa. You don't pay that in full. There you go. Car, mortgage, electric bill, all paid up. Huh? What?
I don't believe this.
You don't?
This is amazing. This is beautiful.
Yeah?
You did this.
Yeah. I said I would, right? What? What's the matter?
I don't know. You just... I mean... You've been just doing it. You didn't complain once. I was always... I don't know. It was such a huge pressure for me.
There's some pressure for me.
You never know it. Hmm. Wow. Thanks, honey.
You're welcome. Good night.
Hey, Ray. How's it going? What's so important?
Nothing. Keep your voice down.
Well, something's up. Saw you sneaking out of your house at 5 in the a.m.
Stop watching my house. And I wasn't sneaking out. I had to get over to the electric company payment center.
Why?
Because those idiots, they shut off my power last night, you know, and I didn't want Deborah to wake up without power. She likes toast.
What's going on, Raymond?
Nothing.
You got fired?
No.
How you doing? Nothing.
Let me ask you something. Remember when you told me that moving in with Mom and Dad was going to help you put money away? How's that going for you?
You're not moving in with us, Raymond.
What?
We have a very delicate ecosystem over there.
I'm not asking to move in, all right? I'm asking about the money part. How's that going?
Good.
Yeah.
Saving a little,
yeah.
You know.
Good. I mean, you know, it's smart. A lot of people, they make fun of a man who lives with his parents, but they don't see the upside to that. I mean, it's the financial security.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I envy you, you know, because you're kind of set. You are. Matter of fact, I was going to ask if I could borrow a little money.
Oh?
Yeah, just a quick loan.
Wait, let's not go too quick here. So, you need my help.
You know what, forget. I shouldn't...
No, look, hey, we all stumble.
Yeah.
How much you need?
No, it's too much.
How much?
$3,000.
$3,000? Gambling?
Yeah, no.
Raymond, you're not.
I'm not doing cocaine, Robert.
I'm gonna give you a phone number.
Hey, Robert, it's not... Stop it. I'm having a little trouble paying this month's bills, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Is Deborah now?
I want to keep Deborah out of this.
Uh-huh. You get a lady in trouble, Raymond? Listen, you can level with me. I'm your brother. Okay, you screwed up.
What are you assuming I screwed up for?
Well, then why can't Deborah find out?
Because.
She's the one with the problem?
Yep.
Oh, she's not going nuts with the credit cards, is she?
Well.
Yeah, I've seen it before. Compulsive shopping, rip a family
apart. Yeah, I know. She feels bad, you know, about it already, so let's just...
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea she was like that.
It was a surprise to me.
You know what she needs? She needs to get her self-worth back. She should get a job and earn back part of that money, huh?
I thought of that, and then I started thinking, you know, hey, what about the kids? I mean, they need their mother.
Of course. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Stupid.
It's okay. So, what do you think? Can you help us?
Well, sure, of course.
Yeah?
$3,000 enough?
Or? Yeah. That's all right. It's good.
What about you, Ray? How you doing? Do you need anything?
No, I'm fine. You know, this isn't about me.
Hello, Raymond.
Where's Robert?
Oh, he was late for work, but he asked me to give this to you.
Oh, good.
Is there anything you want to tell us?
No, like what?
Like how come there's a $3,000 check in there?
Bird!
Why are you taking money from your brother?
Keep it down.
Why didn't you just come to us? I would love to help Deborah with her problem.
He told you about that?
At least he talks to his mother.
How come Robert's got $3,000 to throw around? He should be giving us rent money.
He's our son, Frank. You don't charge your son.
He's a giant, Marie. You know what it costs just to heat him?
All right. Okay, thank you.
Two. He's got $3,000, and I'm paying for the pudding pots.
All right. Well, you eat them too, Frank.
No more pudding pots. And no solid white tuna either. Junkite is perfectly fine. I'm not running a country club anymore.
I like the solid white.
Too bad.
It's my one luxury.
Oh, right already. Come on, I'll give you a tuna boat, all right? If you just give me the check and get out of here, all right? I don't want Deborah to hear this.
Well, maybe Deborah should hear. I mean, I see the way she dresses and takes these little trips to the mall so that the kids can get out. How long has she been out of control?
Not that long.
Doesn't she handle your checkbook?
Yeah, no, not anymore.
That's good. Cut her off cold turkey. You don't give a boozer the key to the liquor cabinet.
Hey, Quest, come on. We gotta get going. Hey, Marie. Hey, Frank.
Hi, Deborah. What a very nice outfit.
Oh, thank you. Look, my nails match. I had them done.
I noticed.
Oh, yeah. See, Ray, it was worth the money. Yeah. Oh, listen, can you give me some cash? Because I can't find my ATM card.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I have to pick up Allie at ballet class.
You know, I don't even think I have cash on me.
Okay.
Dad, you wouldn't,
No. No.
Okay, so just give me a check.
Check?
Yeah, I'll just stop at the bank and cash it on the way.
All righty.
A blank check?
Ooh, maybe I'll swing by Tiffany's. See you later.
My God.
A blank check. You're dumber than I tell people.
Where are you going?
I gotta put this in the bank before she gets there.
I told him she was too pretty for him.
Thank God I didn't make that mistake.
Thank you.
Are you coming to bed?
Can't.
How long are you going to be?
Depends.
On what?
How long it takes to fix what you've done here.
All right, so like a few minutes, right? Listen, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, I know you are.
So, can I get anything? Do you need any help? Anything I can do at all? Shouldn't you just yell at me here or something?
Ray, when you're on the Titanic, you load the lifeboats. You don't stop to yell at the iceberg.
Hey, who wants oatmeal?
I will say this, Ray.
Okay, good. Good. Go.
You put so much effort into a fake checkbook. Why didn't you take a little of that effort in doing it right in the first place?
I don't have to sit here and take this.
No, really. Come on, I want to know.
It's the numbers. I stink at numbers.
You wouldn't if they were golf scores. And that's what bothers me the most. I mean, it's not that you can't do it, it's that you won't do it. You're like the kids. They only want to do what's fun.
And yet, you still love them.
You know, I hate doing the checkbook, but I do it anyway. And do you know why I do it, even though I hate it?
'Cause deep down, you really like it.
No, Ray.
I know, because you're an adult. And if it wasn't for you, all this would be a big smoking crater. And I...
What?
I appreciate what you do here.
You know, you've never said that before.
Sure I have. Remember our wedding night?
Well, it was very nice both times that you said it. Maybe you could say it a little more often.
Okay, I will. I appreciate you.
Boy, wait a minute. This is not a get-out-of-jail-free card. We're not done here. Get back here. Now, look. I've gone through your checkbook, and I've gone through your fake checkbook, and it's just not adding up.
Yeah. You know what that might be?
A third checkbook?
I accidentally bounced the check in the fake one.
What check did you bounce?
I don't know which one. It might have been... Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Deborah.
Hi, Marie. Hi, Frank.
You know what happened to me today? I got a new credit card in the mail, but I think it may be counterfeit.
Really?
Yes. Would you mind if I compared yours against mine?
Sure, no problem. Get this one?
Yes.
What are you doing?
You'll thank us later, dear.
I appreciate you.